Barr on Mueller report, no obstruction, Trump had non-corrupt motives. By Joel B. Polak on April 18, 2019. Attorney General William Barr previewed the release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report Thursday, repeating that Mueller had found no collusion between any American and Russians attempting to interfere with the 2016 presidential election. He also reiterated that he and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein had concluded that there was insufficient evidence of obstruction of justice by the president, even given Mueller's apparent suggestion that such a case might be made. Barr described the section of the report dealing with potential obstruction of justice, saying that Mueller had listed 10 episodes involving the president, along with legal theories that might suggest they constituted obstruction of justice. Barr then explained that he and Rosenstein considered the facts, as well as Mueller's theories, and concluded that the evidence developed by the special counsel is not sufficient to establish that the president committed an obstruction of justice offense. He added that he and Rosenstein disagreed with some of Mueller's theories, but accepted Mueller's legal framework for the purposes of analysis, and still found no obstruction of justice, partly because the president's actions had non-corrupt motives. The attorney general explained at length, "The report will be submitted to Congress and later posted publicly at the Department of Justice website." Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.